The Longest Winter, The Battle of the Bulge and the Epic Story of World War II's Most Decorated Platoon by Alex Kershaw. Read by Grover Gardner.
Es geht alles vorüber. Es geht alles vorbei. Nach jedem Dezember gibt wieder ein Mai. Everything passes, everything goes by. After every December, there is always a May. Popular German song played on the radio throughout spring 1945. Part 1. Watch on the Rhine. Chapter 1. The Wolf's Lair. The Wolf's Lair, East Prussia, Nazi Germany, July 20th, 1944. Count Klaus von Stauffenberg, Chief of Staff to General Friedrich Fromm, Commander of the Army of the Interior, tried to keep his nerve as he stood alone, holding open a briefcase, in a bathroom deep inside Adolf Hitler's Prussian headquarters, the so-called Wolf's Lair. Stauffenberg carefully grasped the fuse with the remaining three fingers on his only hand and began to stuff it into a bomb. He had lost the other two fingers, an eye, and an arm in fierce fighting at the Kasserine Pass in Tunisia in 1942. Stauffenberg gingerly placed the bomb in the open briefcase and activated it. A small glass capsule inside the fuse device broke, allowing burning acid to drip onto a thin wire. It was 12:26 p.m. He had exactly 15 minutes before the wire burned through and the bomb exploded. Quickly, Stauffenberg left the bathroom and walked down a long corridor toward a conference room.